Now back to John Boggs at Ponderosa in Portland. John?
Thanks, Rob. We now have Sandy Bupp and Rosie Graepner with us. We're going to continue our talk a little bit about the 10th annual Jay County Heritage Festival on October 6th and 7th. Sandy, let's talk about the format. I know we're going to be talking about different awards, but I'm really interested in the way you're doing it.
Well, the stage presentation this year is going to be kind of unique because, you know, with each of the eras of our wars, we've also had music. Mm-hmm. You know, when you hear certain songs or things, it brings back, you know, your memory of that particular conflict or era. So in connection with the stage presentation, which will be kind of like talking or documentary or that type, it will also be a USO show. And they'll be singing, dancing, but it'll be with the music of that particular era.
That'll be interesting.
Music and songs have a way of bringing out the best in all things.
Yeah. Now, that in itself sounds like a lot of work. Who's coordinating that?
Greg Ashley and some of the civic theater people and also the high school.
Wonderful. Rosie, before we went on there, you were telling me all about some of the children's activities. Let's go over those as quickly as we can because there's a bunch of them.
Okay. We have never charged the children or the kids, the youth, whatever you want to call them, anything for the crafts and activities and things that we do in that area. We do try to do some old-fashioned things like they have the hoops to roll, they have stilts to walk on. We do have a cornhole thing, but in the main tent or the main children's area, we allow the kids to all paint. Anybody can paint a pumpkin and take it home. We'll have tin punch. We have leather keychains they can make. We're trying to find some more pine cones that they can roll in peanut butter and bird seed, take home for as a bird feeder. We just have a lot of things that interest the kids, and there's absolutely no charge for any of it.
So anybody who has some pine cones laying around, call you or Sandy at the...
Yes, or bring them to the museum. Put them in a garbage bag or whatever and put them on our front doorstep. That'll be great.
Okay. Now, I understand you two ladies were recognized by the state earlier this year for your efforts. Let's talk a little bit about that. How'd that happen?
Well, it took a lot of 10 years, but we were very, very honored to receive that award from the state of Indiana. We was nominated, I think...
The Tourism Bureau.
Yeah. And we were one of the fortunate candidates that was selected. Only I know Rosie feels the same way I do, that we got the award. But the award doesn't go to us. It goes to everybody that was part of making this a wonderful festival in over these 10-year periods, from our humble beginning of our ham and bean supper up to what we do today. And if it isn't for our sponsors and all the people that volunteer their time so graciously and willingly, we could never have done it, and we wouldn't have got the reward. So it's not ours, it's theirs, too.
It's the volunteers that helped make it happen.
Well, I think you guys being a little bit modest, but can you quickly mention some of your sponsors for this year?
Well, we have some. We have had sponsors in the past, and each year I forget what year we actually started that, but the Indiana Arts Commission is one of our grants. Also, the Portland Foundation has graciously given us a grant this year. They've been very successful in purchasing tents for us. When you come and you see all those beautiful tents, please thank our foundation because they have helped us to purchase the majority of those tents that we use. And then we also have several of our industries and several of our businesses. New for us this year is our banner, and so please come enjoy the festival and thank everybody that has made this happen. And our veterans, please come and honor the veterans that are there, and all veterans out there, please be a part of us in this event. Thank you.
Okay, again, that's Saturday, October 6th, from 11:45 to 7 p.m. and Sunday, October 7th, from 11:45 to 4 p.m.
Well, it's actually 11 o'clock. That's when we're...
11:45 is when the show starts, yeah. 11 a.m.
Well,
so,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So be sure and show up at the Jay County Historical Society. And what's the address now?
903 East Main Street.
And
Portland, Indiana.
And if you don't know where that is, just follow the crowd because there'll be a bunch of people out there. Mm-hmm. Ladies, thank you very much. We really appreciate you being here this morning.
Thank you.
All
right, Rob, back to you.